You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Twitter here for my weekly chat with Ken Gernick. Ken, I wanted to start with this emergency landing that the charter flight had recently. Was that were the players a little freaked out about that? They were headed from, I guess, San Diego to Arlington, and there was a mechanical issue. Did you talk to any players about, you know, if they were really scared when that was going on?
It wasn't an emergency landing. It was a diversion because of equipment trouble, but the Dodgers and United Airlines said it was not an emergency landing. So, clarify that. I think they were more annoyed at the inconvenience than anything. A couple of them just don't like to fly, so they're freaked out walking onto an airplane. So anything out of the ordinary would, just like they're human like a lot of people. A lot of people don't like to fly, so some of them don't either. But overall, it was, you know, a lot about nothing other than the fact that it was inconvenient and it took them an extra 4 hours to get where they were going. And so to that extent, they had to go through what a lot of us have to go through, and they usually don't because their ways pave pretty well, and airlines bend over backwards to make sure stuff like this doesn't happen to their prime clients, like a professional baseball team, because they really don't like this kind of bad publicity. So they make sure they try to make sure it doesn't happen. But overall, you know, it just was an inconvenience more than anything.
Yeah, I just, with my days of flying with the Astros, I mean, there were players that were, like you say, they're definitely afraid of flying. They had to take all kinds of stuff just to kind of knock them out and get them through those flights. So I would imagine that would be, you know, a little bit of a concern. But, okay, so I want to talk a little bit about the shortstop situation. We hear a lot about Corey Seager, and obviously he's the shortstop of the future, and eventually they want to bring him up. He's only 21 years old. I say this because Jimmy Rollins has been struggling mightily. So do you think that they would maybe bring him up this year? Is it too early for him?
Well, nobody knows. You know, it's a crystal ball question. I think one thing that that is a concern is that when they advanced him this year from AA to AAA, for 3 weeks he struggled. He hit 230. And so if he hit 230 in the jump from AA to AAA, what kind of adjustment will he make from AAA to the major leagues when this matters? You know, you're not doing it in front of 5,000 people with not a lot at stake. You're doing it with the pennant at stake. So I think that's part of the calculus here is that, you know, is he ready at 21? Well, he struggled from AA to AAA. So it would make sense that he might struggle from AAA to the big leagues, and if that's the case, what do you do? Once you bench Jimmy Rollins or release him or whatever it is you're going to do with a former MVP as far as taking his job away, you know, you can't then turn to him a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks later and say, well, you know, we made a mistake. It's your job again. That's probably not the way it's going to be handled. So I think when they take that job away, they've got to make sure that that it's permanent. And so then they have to make sure that the replacement is permanent, and you're talking about a 21-year-old who's already struggled once this year. Having said that, you know, clearly the job is going to be Seager's, you know, one day. And, you know, how long can the Dodgers go with a starting shortstop hitting 200, you know? And so it's a dilemma. Obviously, if it was an easy call, it would have been made already. So it's not. Like I said, it's a crystal ball kind of situation, and they have to make sure when they pull the trigger that that Seager's ready, and obviously they're not convinced of that yet or they would have done it.
Right, and it makes it even more difficult when you're talking about a team that is going to be a contender all year and in the market that they play in. I mean, I'm sure that has to come into it. It's not like a last-place team that they're sort of trying to maybe experiment with a couple different things. I mean, they have to make sure that they're not burying the kid before they even bring him up.
Right. You know, does he have no struggle? Does he struggle 3 weeks like he did, or does he struggle 3 months because it's a bigger jump? You know, and like you said, if he struggles 3 months, then what have you done to him? You know, he's 21, and you'd rather wait an extra week than call him up a week too soon, because sometimes that can't be reversed. You know, then he goes backwards, and you have to send him back down, and you're kind of starting all over again. So these are all part of the decision making, and I think that they're going to be, and to me, even though it doesn't really fill the position, I think they'll be more comfortable promoting Oliveira, the 30-year-old Cuban, because he's a 30 years old and has played a lot of games, not in the big leagues, but a lot of games under pressure in Cuba, and he's close to coming up. And so, even though they don't really have the spot open like they do Rollins shortstop spot for him, he's probably more advanced and more ready for that kind of promotion.
So the Dodgers have had, I was actually just talking with Chris Haft about the Giants, and the Giants have been struggling lately. This is probably a good time for them because the Dodgers are also having some struggles. So both teams really haven't lost any ground in the standings, basically, because neither one is winning a whole lot. Dodgers really ran into a hot Rangers team, and everybody has been running into a hot Rangers team that has played them lately. So I guess they kind of, you know, what's sort of the feeling now? It sounds like they're very frustrated, but at the same time, I guess these things kind of happen throughout the course of the season.
Well, I think that everybody got their expectations up probably too high in April, when they were probably scoring too many runs over their head, more than they really should have been able to do. And now it's gone the other way, and now they're not scoring at all. So the truth is that they're probably somewhere in between, but it's been frustrating because it's been going on so long. So now I think that there's some doubt in their minds about how good of an offensive team they really are. You know, they're almost back at full strength now. Carl Crawford is really the one starter that they don't have. But outside of that, they pretty much have their team offensively, and that's where they're struggling. You know, really most of their injuries now are in the bullpen. They've got five guys who've been hurt. So, you know, that's no excuse for not being able to score, and they haven't scored. It wasn't just against Texas. They really haven't scored since May. And, you know, the best thing that they've got going for them is that, that they're in a division that's very soft this year. And, you know, one of the teams that they thought was going to be their biggest competition, San Diego, just fired their longtime manager. So that's a sign of how soft this division is playing this year.
Yeah, it is. And we thought it was going to be a really strong division, and it still could be. But yeah, there's a lot of teams that are struggling that we didn't think would. So, Ken, thanks so much. We will catch up with you next week.
Okay, Allison, thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.